Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Galen's here. Rich is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the publisher of Mullings.com. That's a thrice-weekly cyber column that you need to know about. If you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks, and if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich is here. I'm pretty sure Rich is the guy who coined the phrase Washington politics is like Hollywood for ugly people. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
I didn't coin that, but what I did coin was that the titles of bills that come out of Congress are like the titles of Marx Brothers movies.
Yeah.
Have nothing to do with the content.
Exactly. And that's exactly right. Hey, Rich, over the years, you and I and before you and I, somebody used the analogy of the kabuki dance, the weird theater that the Japanese came up with a long time ago. That's
highly stylized.
All the actors, regardless of how they portrayed on stage, are guys and blah blah blah. This the weirdest theater you've ever seen. We've used that analogy to talk about how Washington behaves, but in the current situation, that really doesn't even, I mean, kabuki doesn't quite get it, does it? I mean, isn't this insulting to the kabuki theater folks?
Kabuki dancers are going to start describing things like that in terms of the U.S. budget operation.
Yeah, that's going to be the title of the next play they do, isn't it? And then everybody will say, oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
So, I know the debt issue. The thing that's going on here is there are two issues. One is the budget issue, and the other is the debt, raising the debt limit. The reason we have to raise a debt limit is because we busted our budget all these years. But the reason we weren't able to raise the debt limit is because the government needed to pass a budget, and they didn't pass one last year, right?
Yeah, they haven't. I mean, the whole Budget Act, with a capital A, not the foolishness of it,
right,
has been routinely ignored by most Congresses for the better part of a decade, and it's a very complex operation anyway. But the idea was it was supposed to impose on the members of Congress and on the president of whichever party a level of discipline that would force them to take a look at what they really thought the revenues were going to be, what they really thought spending, what they needed to spend on, and they had to operate within that. And they've simply ignored it. It just doesn't mean anything.
So this is an act.
There's some good reason for it.
This is something they were supposed to. This is a rule they were supposed to follow, and they haven't been following it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was.
Don't people get fired for that?
Avoid what we're going through now.
If you or I did that in our job, we'd get fired, wouldn't we?
Oh well, yeah. Or it depends on what you were doing, or go to jail. I mean, that would be the other choice.
Or if you disregarded that kind of behavior in corporate governance, you might go to jail.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It would be like. It would be like Enron or somebody that just routinely ignored the facts and pretended that they could just, you know, bloviate their way through whatever the problem was on the theory that they would come out okay on the other side. And it never does. And so that's really what's gotten us here. And both parties did it. And in terms of getting fired, well, they have been fired. I mean, Republicans were fired in 2006, because they spent money crazily,
right,
and they had the morals of an alley cat,
mm-hmm.
And then Democrats returned the favor in only 4 years, and they got fired. But they still can't quite learn the, you know, I mean, when they get here, the good news about all this is it happened so quickly, Jim. After the new members took office, they haven't really had time yet to figure out how to convince themselves
right.
that what they were elected to do, which is to cut spending and grab the reins of government and get this runaway force out of back under control, they haven't learned how to lie their way through that yet.
They haven't been corrupted yet.
Yeah, so they absolutely said, we're not doing that.
They stuck to their principles.
It was tough because Boehner knew what he had to do. And Reed and everybody else knew what had to happen, but they're going to have to make some real changes in their thinking.
Did you think that what would have happened had this thing not passed? How bad do you think it would have gotten? Go ahead.
I don't know. I wrote about that. I said I had one economics course in college. It was an 8 o'clock in the morning class. I went to the first day and I never showed up again.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. But the metaphor was throwing a lighted cigarette out of your car back in the day when we all smoked. Mm-hmm. I mean, the chances were excellent that nothing would happen. It would burn itself out and nothing. But there was always a chance that it would roll down into a ditch with dried leaves, and the next thing you know, you've got a wildfire burning 10,000 acres.
But how can we, one of the things that's really gotten ugly, Rich, is the Tea Party folks, who whether you like what they stand for or not, why in America are these people not, even if you disagree with them, are they not respected for standing on principles that are not crazy principles, that are the kind of principles that helped found our government, our country? Why are those people now being called terrorists by politicians and the media?
For a couple of reasons. One, they're almost entirely Republican. And two, they're almost entirely white.
Yeah.
And so the assumption is, and they're from conservative districts. So the handy assumption in the minds of most of the media is, and I'm friends with these guys, as you know. I mean, I don't hate these reporters. It's just what it is. But they just assume that there's a really strong whiff of racism.
I don't
really, and
but you know,
really
there are plenty of minorities in the Tea Party faction. They're not all white. There are plenty of minorities.
But they're largely white. And,
right.
And that's right. I mean, the West is probably the best example. But the from Florida, but the but it's and they don't adhere. I mean, they are the polar opposite of the liberal, both small and
they're the most dangerous
liberals.
They're the most dangerous thing to happen to liberalism in a long time, and I think that's
and they got elected, and they're going to
we wouldn't be talking about this were it not for them, and that's why they call them terrorists. It's a sad state of affairs. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.